Hello, everybody. This is Dave Weiner and coming to you from Berkeley, California. And it is the 31st of December, 2007. This will almost certainly be my last podcast of the year 2007. And I apologize for not doing more podcasts. We will see what we can do about that. And I will blame Loic Lemur for the French accent that creeps in there because I am feeling so associated. Talking into a microphone is a it's a very French experience for me. Anyway, back to America. Dave Sifry asked a question on Twitter last night, and I thought I would try to write a tutorial about an answer to the question. And then as I started writing it, I realized that it's so much more complicated than I thought it was going to be. So I thought it would be better for me just to try to do it verbally. And I think that it would make more sense too. So the question was, what does the @ sign mean in Twitter? And it's a very good question. So I'm going to try to answer that. So, as you know, the basic concept of Twitter is there are the people that you follow, and then there are the people that follow you. So, following is a big part of what Twitter is. And it's very much like subscribing to an RSS feed. So that the little stream of twits that I put out, think of that as being a blog, the equivalent of a weblog, and that following me is like subscribing to my blog. And then what you see in the screen if you use the web interface like I do, what you see there is what I would see if I used a river of news aggregator, is a reverse chronological list of all of the recent posts by people who I follow. Okay, so that's actually, there's only really one way to say that. Let me say it again. What you see is a reverse chronologic list of the recent twits or posts or however, whatever you want to call them of the people that I follow. So, and when they look at their, if they come in through the web interface, they will see their, the people that they follow. And so you can see right off the bat that everybody's having a different experience with Twitter. And this is something that dawned on me a number of months ago. It sounds kind of obvious, but the implications of it are not necessarily very obvious until you actually think about it. I went looking around to see what kind of a ratio people have. And I'm always looking at this to see the ratio of followers to people that you follow. And so for me, I try to keep it at around 10%. So I try to follow 10% of the people who follow me. That's because I learned very early on that popularity or a lot of readership, it's not exactly the same thing as popularity, but a lot of readership of a blog almost immediately translates into lots of followers over on Twitter, especially if you talk about Twitter on your blog and link to your account. That when I started doing that on Scripting News, I got a flood of subscribers, of followers over on Twitter. And I think that a lot of the people who use Twitter today are bloggers but this goes back to my theme of what I'm going to talk about, which is like how everybody's view of Twitter is different. Everybody sees something different when they look at Twitter. I think that it's a lot of people who blog, but I could imagine that somebody from a completely different place might say that, yes, most of the people on Twitter are from Bolivia. because from there, maybe most of the people that they see, maybe Twitter is very popular in Bolivia. I probably wouldn't know if it were, because these little networks that develop, I don't think there are a lot of intersections. I don't think that there are a lot. I mean, you would never find out what other networks people belong to unless they mentioned it. But the networks don't have names, so it would be hard for them to even talk about it. So for me, from my point of view, it looks like it's mostly bloggers. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I would have no way of knowing. So, okay, so that's hopefully, yeah, so other people have different ratios. Here, let me go look at some of the people. So here's New Media Jim, who's a really interesting guy. I recommend following him. And he is following 1,932 people, which is actually a lot. And get this, his followers are 1,926. So the difference is only six. And with that many of them, it's kind of, my guess is that that's no coincidence. I don't know. We'd have to ask him. By the way, that's also when I mentioned somebody, and his account is New Media Jim, exactly the way you would expect it to be spelled. That will likely get him some subscribers. So just mentioning somebody actually is a very nice thing. It's like linking to somebody from a blog. But since subscribing is so much simpler, that's another thing about Twitter. Subscribing is easier than it is with RSS feeds. I wish it weren't so, but it's true. I mean, I'm glad that it's easy. I wish it were easier for RSS feeds. So let's take somebody else. Okay, Chris Brogan. Chris, my guess would be Chris is probably his ratio. It's hard to say, but I would guess his ratio is probably more like mine. Nope, not true. He is following 2,606 people, which is a lot, and he is being followed by 3,139. So it's not quite as close as New Media Jim's, but yet he is subscribing to a lot of people. Let's see. Let's pick somebody. Doug Meacham. Doug Meacham. Let's see what he does. So he's got, okay, another one who's just about the same. He follows 238, and he's being followed by 288. What I'm looking for is somebody who's got a totally flipped around. Let's try Bloated Lesbian. That's Madge Weinstein, who says, she's not really, it's a long story, but she's not really a bloated lesbian. But she plays one on the web, or he plays one on the web. Okay, 276 following Bloated Lesbian. I am one of those, and is being, wait a second, that's right. He is following 276, and he is being followed by 274, so very much the same number, very close. I tend to think that when I see that's somebody who automatically subscribes to anybody who subscribes to them. So that's how that may be. I know, like, Scoble does that. Scoble has just, he's Scobalizer. Let's try Steve Garfield and see what his ratio is. About the same again. He's following 784, followers 968. Let me try refreshing. I'm going to have to give this up pretty soon. Let's try Mikela, Mikeleh. And that's actually Michael Markman. Now, again, following 133, followers 162. That's pretty close. Boom. How about Jeff Sandquist? He works at, he's Jeff Sand. Oh, okay, here we go. He's following 146 people, and he's being followed by 265. So Jeff is kind of like an A-minus list guy. He's got a high... Now, this is an A-list guy here, if I do say so myself. I am following 344 people, which I feel is a lot of people to be following. It's hard for me to keep up, but I'm being followed by 3,877 people, right? And then I've seen, okay, now get this. I've seen somebody, I don't want to say who it is because this might not make them popular, who is being followed by thousands of people but follows nobody. Now, that's a very, very, very unique Twitter experience, don't you think? Let's see. T. David. Nope, 762, 751. All right, well, that would be an interesting little experiment to another one of those sort of Twitter-holic type things to just sort of rank people based on their ratios. You know, how much of a, how arrogant are you? How A-list are you, okay? Which would be, you know, the number of people following you over the number of people you follow, okay? That would be an interesting number to look at. But now understand that people who, let's say you have somebody who's being followed by 15 people, but follows 100 people. That would be somebody who sees a lot going on, but very few people listen to them. Whatever, relatively few people listen to them. Okay, so now on to what does the at sign do? Okay, the at sign is a way for you to address a Twitter post to somebody who does not follow you. Okay? Think about that, right? So now, if I'm not following... Here, let's go see if I have any. Now, how do you see those? Since you're not following them, they don't show up in your main list. Well, okay, no problem. Click on the replies tab. If you look at near the top of the web interface, you've got it says what are you doing, and then there's the box, and then there's the update button, and then underneath that are three tabs: archive, replies, and recent. Recent is what you usually see. I don't care what archive is. Replies, though, is what we're looking at now. Okay, so now I've got a bunch of replies. Okay, dizpoddir, dizpoddir says, at sign Dave Weiner, daveweiner, I can't even spell my own name, daveweiner, at sign Dave Weiner, I can't wait for the Windows version of Flickr Fan. I have several Flickr feeds I've subscribed to and would love to use them in it. Well, you won't be waiting very much longer. Trust me on that. It's a very, very common feature request. I want to get it out, but first I want to get the Mac users stabilized. So let's see what... And so now, dizpoddir is somebody that I don't follow. I don't subscribe to this person. But now I've read something that they posted because they put the at sign... Dave Weiner, which is my handle, and put it at the beginning of their post, their Twitter post, and therefore it will show up in this list of people who have directed messages to me. And that includes people who I do follow. Like, there's one in there from C. Shotton, who I follow, and he says, at Dave Weiner, I think that might be a worthy hack to get their RSS sample widget. I'll get started, smiley. So that's a conversation that we're having. It's been going on for a few hours. And it makes sense. You know, he's told me it's directed to me. It's also part of the language of Twitter. I want to go back and see dizpoddir. Now, sending me a respectful... Here we go. He's following... this is the Disney podcast director. Okay, this is... Oh, my goodness. I was going to subscribe to this person anyway, but of course I will now, if that is really what they do. Doesn't have the person's name, but he or she is following 239 and has 191 followers. So this is somebody who's probably pretty new to Twitter. I suspect that if this is really the director of podcasts at Disney, then a lot more people will be following them. Or directory, the Disney podcast directory. It might not be a person. This is married father of two, Disney podcast addict. This might not be somebody who works at Disney. And the site that they have is www.disneypodcastdirectory.net. And I'm looking at that right now. Interesting. Don't know. Don't know what exactly I'm looking at, but it looks pretty interesting. Anyway, so I'm going to follow dizpoddir. That is a very good way to get me to follow you. In other words, be part of my little world. Show me that you're interested in what I'm doing, and I'll likely reciprocate and follow you. Now, I don't necessarily have to follow you forever. When I do follow you, though, you'll probably get an email about that, which I think is okay. It's good. It's interesting, however, though, that you will not get an email if I stop following you or if you stop following me. So if you get mad at somebody and you don't want to read what they've said anymore, you can go away very quietly and just sort of lurk, you know, fall away, and then nobody needs to know anything about it. But when you follow them, that's announced, and everybody gets to hear that. So, I don't know. It's like the defaults of a piece of software. It determines the culture, you know, the way they set this up. So, I don't know. Does that explain what @sign does? I think that's just about it. I know that, and there probably are some other things going on there. I'm kind of confused about it, but that's how I use @sign, and that's what I think that they do. If you have any comments on that, come to scripting.com, and I will post this there, and there'll be a place to comment. So if there's more information about what @signs do, then please, by all means, enlighten us. So I guess that's my tutorial, but I want to sneak in a little thing here. Let's go. You know what I'm going to do, right? You must know. If you've been reading Scripting News, you have a pretty good idea of what song's coming on next, don't you? Don't you? Well, here we go. Thank you, everybody. That's the Pride of Cucamonga, the Grateful Dead, Phil Lesh singing, and it's a beautiful song for a beautiful end-of-the-year podcast. So thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.